The Sids number over 50 nations and territories and are characterized by their smallness, remoteness, underdevelopment, and susceptibility to climate change and natural disasters. The conference in Apia is looking at ways of helping those countries to develop and deal with climate change. Opening the meeting, Prime Minister Tuliepa of Samoa said the problems faced by SIDS affect the whole world.
In an increasingly interrelated world, critical problems do not recognize borders and hold no respect for sovereignty. The big problems of our small islands will sooner rather than later impact every country, irrespective of level of development or prosperity.
The theme of the conference is building durable partnerships to solve global challenges. Prime Minister Tuliepa again.
There are always great opportunities to deliver moralistic statements and declarations of intent, but grandstanding won't achieve our goals. Blaming and shaming and apportioning culpability is uncharacteristic of genuine partnerships, while strong and clear words are welcome, declared commitments to action are even more warmly embraced.
Many island states consider climate change as their greatest challenge. President Baron Waka of the Republic of Nauru.
Climate change has intensified our challenges and created new ones. Left unaddressed, it threatens to reverse the modest progress we have made. Sustainable development is not easy, nor is it a short-term endeavor. Success demands genuine commitment that endures long past the fleeting whims of partners and international politics.
This United Nations conference comes ahead of a major climate summit being hosted in New York by the UN Secretary General at the end of September. A significant challenge in New York will be to find ways to reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases, which lead to global warming. The UN chief, Ban Ki-moon, said that SIDS will have an important role at the meeting.
You can tell the largest emitters what action you expect from them. You can show how you are working to build resilience and create the green economies of the future. You can set an example for the world.
It's hoped the New York summit will build momentum for a global climate agreement that all countries can sign up to. Daniel Dickinson at the UN SIDS conference in Apia, Samoa.